Precise details on security plans for Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia in September are still hard to come by. The big picture, though, is pretty clear. Getting around the city will not be a breeze. Residents near the Benjamin Franklin Parkway could have it the hardest. That's where the pontiff will celebrate a public mass that weekend for a congregation of more than 1 million. WHYY's Aaron Mozell visited the neighborhood to ask people whether they plan to stay or skip town.
Neither the Secret Service nor City Hall has provided firm information yet about parking, security perimeters, fences, or barricades during the Pope's visit. Fairmount resident Cheryl Horniak, who lives a few steps from the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, isn't waiting. She's made up her mind. As soon as she heard about the millions expected to gather there, she wanted out.
I'd rather just take myself out of the equation and be somewhere else.
And so Horniak and her family are heading to her aunt's Jersey Shore house, where a pool, hot tub, and sun deck will be waiting. They're not coming back until the Monday after the big mass.
And hopefully the city has cleaned up most of the mess behind it. That's my hope.
Fellow Fairmount resident Megan Burnett doesn't blame Horniak for leaving. She'd probably be doing the same thing if she could. You see, Burnett is pregnant, and her due date is just 2 days before Francis arrives, which means it's possible her firstborn will greet the world the same day the Pope greets a jam-packed parkway. And that's making Burnett a bit nervous.
I mean, I like to think that I'm like hardy peasant stock, but I'm not entirely sure that I can walk to Pennsylvania Hospital from Fairmount in active labor.
Still, it's not keeping her up at night.
You know, what are they going to do if, you know, there's a pregnant lady going into labor here? I mean, certainly they're going to let me get to the hospital. I mean, I'm not going to have to deliver on Fairmount Avenue, right?
We checked. She won't. While the how isn't nailed down just yet, a spokeswoman with the Delaware Valley Healthcare Council says all mothers-to-be will be able to get to the hospital of their choice to deliver their babies. Others expect the Pope's time here will be exciting in a more traditional kind of way. Brewery Town resident Ronald Eel is pumped the Holy Father is coming. He never considered ditching the city, not for a second.
Everything is right at our doorstep, so where is it go? We got the best seat in the house, so there's no reason to go anywhere. Like some people talking about going to Wildwood or going to New York, but Pope is coming here, why go?
Fairmount residents Emily and Ted Thorne came to the same conclusion. They were around when Pope John Paul II came to Philly in 1979 and have fond memories, Ted in particular.
At the end, when I left this house and went down and actually saw him leaving town, him popped up through the sunroof of this limo that they had, and they had this light glow on him with his white robe. It was one of those moments, like, wow.
Emily says she's looking forward to what the city will feel like this time around.
There's an energy that we always get whenever there's an activity here, and we like to feel it as a positive energy, and I think this one will resonate, and it will definitely be something that I'll always remember and always treasure as a memory.
If you're a city resident still on the fence, know this. Officials say the final security plan may not be announced until after Labor Day, 3 weeks before the event. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.